learning this is Daf Yadalad, and Daf Yadalad Amar Aleph. We're starting Yadalad Amar Aleph, Daf the Mishnah, Gimel and Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Yesh oichel achila achas, v'chayev lo abacha ta'ois v'asham. Someone can make one achila, and he's in v'chayev, four ta'ois, not achila, and one asham. Just one achila. What's the example? It was Tomei, the person was Tomei, and he's in the eat kachim, we'll see, and he ate chalev from this kachim. Tomei she'ochel chalev, v'hi noiser, was chalev, and it was noiser, menama kadashim. You know, noiser is something that chalev was supposed to go on the mizbeach, and lemais never made it on the mizbeach, was noiser, and menama kadashim was hacked. This was Yom Kippur, it was Yom Kippur. So here, chai, four chatas and one asham. The one asham is out to me'ila. The four chatas are out Tomei, chalev, noiser, and Yom Kippur. That's the four chatas. And the Hashem is Me'ila. So you chayiv altogether five kabanas for one achila. Ramei Yoimer, if it was Shabbos, you can be chayiv a fifth chatas. If it was Shabbos, vayitziyoy, and then while you're eating it, you walked out, chayiv, you also chayiv, because you were even haitzah on Shabbos. On Meloi, Einim and Hashem, that's not one of the, it's not the same thing. That's al haitzah, not al achila. We want to say, you're chayiv a bunch of things on the achila. And that's haitzah, that's not achila. So the Rabbanan say, that doesn't count. Because that's not part of the achila. Talk to Gemara. Neima isla rameya isla chal ala isla. Let us say from this Mishnah, you see Rameya agrees that the other yachayev, you know, four katois and one asham, even adds an extra one. Maybe you should see from here that he holds isla chal ala isla. And Rashi explains, and the Mishnah explained rather, the kasha is that we don't find anywhere that Rameya holds isla chal ala isla. So what's pshat in our Mishnah? Where Rameya holds that it's chal. Zokta Gemara, you're right. Issa is not chal issa. Neither is a chal issa lesle. He doesn't hold issa chal issa, but issa koil or issa maisif isle. He holds that if it's koil or maisif, then avada it is chal. Issa koil or issa maisif, it is chal.
It's not before
achim. What? No, it's not. I'm talking about other asurim. I'm talking about the other asurim, let's say. Tomei shal chalev, I know it's Mekdashim, Kippur, all those things. He's masked all those things. He adds extra one on. So, we're saying over here that the chayra it's ein isachal issa Rameya holds. My answer is that here would be isachal issa ma'isif. How is that? Because the tahar mikara le'asa v'chelav. While he's tahar, he was only asar and chelav. Then havale tamei when he becomes tamei migu the asar v'chatiches tahiros. Since he's now asar because he's tamei on tahar the chatiches of kachim, the tahis v'rami yisura le'chelav. So then it's ma'isif issa on the chelav, and that's called issa. Koil, it's a koil because there's more things on the gavra, not on the chefza. Moisiv is on the chefza, he's on the gavra. The person now also has more things because he became Tomei. That'd be it's a koil, and since he's also has more things, we chal the chelav also. The chelav mikar lo also va'achila, and chelav by itself is only also va'achila. Akdashev ha'makdashit migu the itoisif by isura dahana itoisif by the gavri chelav. Once it becomes kachim, there's issa cheftza, more issa cheftza, because there's issa hano now, more than issa achila. But kati lahedi da'asa alagvay yashari, but right now it's only asa lahedid, but to the mizbeach was muta. Halei noisa, miyur ta'isa v'sur l'gavgavaya, which is also issa maisif, because there's more issa on the cheftza that can't be brought on the mizbeach. Ta'isa l'gavihed, it's also maisif l'gavihed. Chal ala yom kippurim, then it comes yom kippur, migul ta'isa v'issa l'gavichulin. Now, once it's Issa Chal, Gavi other things, Gavi Chulin, Oyim Kippur can't eat, which is Issa Koilil, it tastes like Gavi Gavaya. We also Gavi Gavaya. So, Akaponim was saying that Rameo be maskim, that if it's Issa Koilil, Issa Maisif, it could be Issa Chalis, and therefore you have all four Chatayis in the Asham. Right to Gemara, I can make one Achila, because a person can eat two Kazaisim. So I have an Eitzah, I can make one Achila, I have more Chatayis, I have an extra Chatayis. When this is the Hei Chatayis, when Nukma, going to Ochel Kazayis Pigel, together with the Kazayis Chalef. You had a Kazayis Pigel also. And it comes out that Yechayiv, two things. So the Gemara really now is asking that even the same Kazayis should be Pigel. That's the Gemara names are right now. You can make the same Kazayis Pigel. The Gemara says, Rabbi, it's not possible. The Gemara says, V'chol de behem kamayri, stay behem like kamayri. He's saying it's not shayich on the same behema, and of course not on the same piece, to have noisa and pigle. Why not? Because once something is pigle, Noisa can be chal on it. Because noisa only chal on something that's royu the person or royu to mizbeach, that can be chal noisa. But here, if it's already pickled, it can't be chal noisa. Therefore, the Gemara is saying you can't have pig on the same achila because it can't be chal noisa on pig. It says noisa on mishnah, so you can't have pig on the same thing. And we're not talking about two different behemoths. So Gemara, lama lo mishkach eslo, why can't I pass on the same behemoth? Goin shahela ever pigle legab mizbeach. Let's say you had a piece of pigle. We said that's not right to eat, so you can't have noisar. But the halacha is that if you go ahead and you do something wrong, you take the ever pigle, you make a legab mizbeach, the pigle pops off of it, the pakka begulim in it. And then you took it off the mizbeach, and now it can be noisar. But the noisar, kudam ula, kaimitz pigle shahela gab mizbeach. You took a kaimitz that was pigle, and you brought it mizbeach, pakka begulim menu. But have the noisar. And it can be nicer.
You don't have
pickle
anymore.
What? I know, so you ate two things. You ate the pickle and nicer. You ate two kazaisa. But same behemoth. We said we don't want to talk about two behemoths. But here's the same behemoth. So we want to talk about one piece, one chaticha, and not two chatichas. We want to talk about one and not two chatichas. Frank the Gemara, and it's everyone said, nice and pickle, but it's not possible to have nice and pickle in one ever. Why isn't it possible? Going to hella ever pigle gam mizbeach. You took a ever that's pigle and you put it on mizbeach. The palge anche gam mizbeach. It's one piece of meat. Half of it was on mizbeach and the pigle fell off. Or palge mavrei mizbeach and half off the mizbeach. Who the mizbeach pakka pigle? The part that's on mizbeach pigle fell off. Avli noisa. Ugedam ula kaimitz pigle shehella mizbeach pakka pigulim menu. Avli noisa. So Moritz is saying, I can have the same piece, half of it is pickle, half it's not pickle, and can have nice on it.
Yeah.
So Malay, like, you can't have one piece. Why? Because if Reuben is back, if Reuben is back, Shadi is back, then everything is like is back, and everything the pickle comes off. Reuben the Beroy, if Reuben is off the back, Shadi the Beroy, then you look at it, that's off the back, and it still has pickle. So Elamai can say that you split it down the middle. Tifs, you know, it means whatever's on the back becomes not pickle, whatever's off becomes, yeah, and you don't go what's arrived. Tifsha the boy Rav Machama, Holkubi Varam Acha Rav Eloy. Rav Machama has a Shiloh if you go after Rav Nath. If you can say, that's Pshat on Mishto, so you have a Pshitas to the Shiloh that you don't go what's arrived. So back Shver, why didn't our Mishnah say pigle also? And don't tell me because you can't have it in one Aver, you could have it in one Aver. And we're half on back, half on back. So the question is, why don't you say in our Mishnah, fifth chatos of pigle? So Gemara answers here, this is the Gemara's tarts, final tarts. Hello, because Zayis echad kamari, b'shnei zesim le kamari. Our Mishnah trying to say a chiddush like this. Eat one kezayis, and you can chayiv four chatos and one asham. And if you need two kezayis, then you chayiv a pigle. Because noiser and pigle can't be on the same kezayis, that's for sure. So therefore, since you knew two kazaisim, we're not talking about two kazaisim. We're talking about one kazais only. You have to have all four chatois and one asham on one kazais. That's the Gemara's tarot. That's what it didn't say pigle. Vekti Gemara Kasha of Akhtoni Yom Kippur. It says that one of the chiyuvim for this achila is eating on Yom Kippur. Over Yom Kippurim, keseves the mechayiv, you only chayiv on a keseves. Kesevas is like a fig. But kesevas is b'shnei zesim. Kesevas is two zesim. So you see, you need to eat two zesim, even because of Yom Kippur. So Maharaj just said that the whole achila has to be one kezayis. One of the surim were Yom Kippur, and that needs two kezayisim. So Dr. Gemara, Rav Zeira, Gansha Ochal, Kul Yodach B'chava. You ate the chalev together with a piece of the kidney. And since you ate a piece of the kidney, that's mashlim the shear of two kazaisim of kesevas. That's what happens. Are you going to ask me, once it was telling me to talk about two kazaisim, so let's talk about pickle already. We're saying now it's two kazaisim kippur. Teretz is pashut. We want one kazayis to have all five isurim, to all four isurim. So the first kazayis has an isurim kippur. You just need to be mashlim it with a more shear. But by pigle and noisa on the one kezayis is not shaykh to have noisa and pigle, so it's not yesh oichal achila achas and over everything. Rather, you need him kippur just to mash on the shear. But on the first kezayis, you have all five isurim. You have all the isurim. So therefore, don't ask me a kasha from pigle. But here, you just need it to mash on the shear. So Rav Zeira says you mash on the shear with a kidney. A papa amar gan d'malya b'tamri. You finished it up with tamarim. You finished up the shear with something else. Again, the ikar of Bart is that you have a kazayis, that's all the surim. Rav Ada Ba'acha Masdi Hei Chatayis, he learned in the Mishnah that says five chatayis. And what's the fifth chat? That's for pigel. Taras Lego into Achel Kazayis pigel. He doesn't bother him. He wants to have two kazayisim. So Frank Dimar Kasha, if you want two kazayisim ready, I can make another chatas. And this is shesh chatayis. Make six chatayis. V'nukva going to Achel Kazayis dam ba'ado. You ate kazayis dam, including all the things. So Frank Dimar, v'chodo achilo kamayri. Don't have one achilo. V'shtech yisla kamayri. V'shiru chachamim, the chamim were mishayir, then based on b'li machzog yosh b'shnei zesim. It's impossible to fit into your mouth more than two zesim. So anyway, this man the Yama holds that he's garis in the Mishnah five chatayis, and he learns pigle. The two kazesim are, you know, one has noisa and the other one has pigle, and therefore you have five chatayis. But you can't say a sixth chatas with dam, because you can't eat more than two kazesim one time. It has to be one oicha, one yesh achil achachas, yichayev everything. So Adkan explaining the first part of the Mishnah. Now up to the two das and daf yidal and aleph, we'll explain Rameyer. Rameyer says that when you eat this chaylev that's kachim, that's noisa yom kippur, you have another issa. Besides the issa achila, you have issa atzah, hitzah on Shabbos, you walk out with it in your mouth. And the Rabbanon said, no, it's enim el Hashem, it's nothing to do with achila. So now, what's bothering the Gemara is that why does it say on Shabbos? Why don't you say, I took it out? We're talking about yom kippur already anyway. We're talking about issa achila, yom kippur, right, Maishi? Talking about yom kippur. So it should have said, if I walked out with it, I'm chayav another chatos. Because Yom Kippur, you're not like Harry either, right? Finisti, my tziyu chayav. My time, ektonim, my Shabbos. Why do I say Shabbos? Omar Rafram, Zosemeres, Shteton, this Mishnah, that's Machlokes and Gemara's about this, and our Mishnah's a riot to this, you saw that Erev Haitzah lo Shabbos. There's only Issa Haitzah and Din Erev on Shabbos. But ain't Erev Haitzah Yom Kippur. There is no Din Erev Haitzah on Yom Kippur. There's no din. What word Erev mean exactly? It's funny to show them. Either means Erev, but it's funny to say Erev. Erev is the Rabban de Gedin. Taisus learns that Erev means that if Haitzah was mixed into the Melecha Shabbos, that's Lashon Erev. But Kaponim, that's just a Zaitik thing. But I'm saying it's like this, that the Rafram is saying, Shteitar on the Mishnah, there's no Issa Haitzah on Yom Kippur. Because why didn't it say Metziah? So the Master is no Issa Haitzah on Yom Kippur. So Mara asks, am I? No, it's not a Raya. Dilma Yesh Erev Haitzah on Yom Kippur. Ramei is adding on two more chatayis. If he's saying, Hoysa Shabbos, Vahitzio, Yechayev, Afbushim Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Yechayev for two more, he's saying. Ramei was adding two more by saying, if he was Maitzio, Al Shabbos and Yom Kippur. That's when he said, Maitzio Shabbos, Vahitzio, Yechayev, he meant two more. That's what to say. So where was Rafram said, Zoysamaris? Eli Itmar, the Rafram Aldo Itmar. Rafram was said on the following halacha, the Tanya, Unter Braisa. It says that the Azazel, it says, what do you do? V'sholach b'yad, v'shilach b'yad ish iti hamidbara. You send it b'yad ish iti hamidbara. And we dash like this. Ish lach shuz azar. Ish is mach shuz azar. Azar is kosher to bring the sa'ir la azazel. Iti afilu v'tumma. Iti teaches us that even v'tumma. It means any time. Afilu v'shabbos. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring. You know, it might be ish shabbos carrying the azazel out. You might have to carry it, might get sick. And iti also means mezuman. You have to have it prepared. Ktani, iti fill of a Shabbos. So why does it say v'Shabbos? L'chayra, afchei fill b'yom kippurim. Omer Afram, zoy semeres, ein erev v'itzal l'yom kippurim. Because if there's an issue of yom kippurim, why do you have to mar b'Shabbos? We see the Torah says you're allowed to do it on Yom Kippur. So if you're allowed to carry, if it's an Issa carry in Kippur, and it says you're allowed to do Azazel in Kippur, so you can do it on Shabbos also. So why do we have to have a special drasha Shabbos? It must be, there's no Issa Yitzah Yom Kippur. Omer Rafa, there's Meres, Erev Yitzah Shabbos, Erev Yitzah Yom Kippurim. Why? Because why do you need a Pasuk to your Matir? The Torah says Azazel in Kippur. It means there's no Issa Yitzah on Azazel. So then if there's no Issa, so why do you say you need a special drasha Shabbos? It must be that it wouldn't be right in Kippur because Yom Kippur has no Issa. That's what he says. That's what Rav Safra saying. Rafram saying. That's what Rafram saying. So the Gemara, I'm a mai. So it's not a raya. So we're telling Rafram, it's not a raya, it's no Erev. Maybe there is Erev Haitzah Yom Kippur. There is an Issa Haitzah Yom Kippur. But you would say, Shani Tzah Mishlech Tachshir Yom Kippurim. You would say, that is a din on Yom Kippur, Achshir Bekach. That's the mitzvah Sayoyim. But you think if it's Shabbos, like, you know, let's say a Shaifer, you know, Shabbos, you don't Kibbol Shaifer, right? It's very on Shabbos. You wouldn't do Azazel. So you need a Het, even on Shabbos. So it's not a raya the inner of Yom Kippurim. El the Rafram Brusahi. Rafram Brusahi means you stick it outside. Rafram is not a good memra. we slugged up both tries slugged up. Either on our Mishnah is not a raya, because maybe our Mishnah saying tuchatoy, it's not a raya here. So Raphram Brusi, it's not a raya, and therefore Raphram is not a good pshat.